Proclamation number 3926 of 1st of December, 1946. Expiry of the development period. Hard life struggle. My power is great and my will unbending, for my wisdom determines it and my love allows it to be carried out. And what I have recognized since eternity is a means of salvation for the spiritual being distant from me, I also irrevocably use in order to help this spiritual being in its adversity, which is the result of its distance from me. And I have eternally foreseen people's spiritual low level at this time. I have eternally foreseen the wrong will which increases the distance from me instead of decreasing it. And where this danger exists, I stop the decline, I break it off in order to prevent an even deeper decline which would require eternities again in order to place the spiritual into the degree of development where it can use free will. And thus time is fulfilled, a period of development is coming to an end, as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. And what now takes place is the work of my love, my wisdom and my will. A new people of this earth will be witnesses of what is written and what I proclaim again and again anew through my servants on earth. For you are standing in the last days, you will experience great things, terrifying for all who do not believe and overwhelmingly sublime for those who recognize me and remember my word. And despite all adversity, they will always feel my love and my omnipotence and trustingly hand themselves over to it. And I myself will guide them so that they will safely reach their aim. However, what takes place on and in earth is inconceivable to the human intellect. After all, it is unique and so extraordinary that no one is able to imagine in what way my might and my will manifest itself. People who don't want to separate themselves from earthly things will indeed strive for constant construction. They will try to replace everything they have lost again. They will create and work earthly in order to gain possession of goods. Yet I will again and again frustrate their efforts so that they will recognize the futility of it, refrain from it and seriously think of their souls, of the imperishable, as it is the purpose and aim of every individual person. And therefore the battle of life will continue, no one will be able to rest and no one will be able to enjoy the fruits of his earthly striving unless he is completely fallen prey to the one who wants to make him apostate from me. In that case he can certainly live a good earthly life, but he will also be recognizable as a member of Satan, for his actions will only betray unkindness and hatred, and his fellow human beings shall not take his good life as an example. But those whom I have not yet completely lost, they must fight. And a difficult life struggle shall be proved to them that I lovingly remember them and want to draw them to me. I must take everything from you that still seems earthly desirable to you if I want to win your hearts, your will, which shall turn to me before it is too late. And therefore the coming time will become increasingly harder for you, for it is approaching its end. Yet as soon as you entrust yourselves to me unconditionally, as soon as you submit your will to mine, as soon as you let me rule alone and completely surrender yourselves into your fate, you will also be assured of my utmost care. And the hardship of life will be bearable for you who have become my own through your will. But then even the last great events will no longer frighten you, you will know that they are my work and my will, you will also recognize that they are only the last means to win over the erring souls, and you will also know that redemption will soon be near, that the end will soon have come where I will fetch you myself in order to prepare a peaceful, blissful paradise for you where all adversity will come to an end. But my decision is inevitable. The time is fulfilled of which it is written. Mankind does not pay attention to my word and can only change its mind through extraordinary events, and thus, for their sake, what seems incomprehensible and exceedingly cruel will come upon earth. Yet my love and wisdom recognize that from eternity is beneficial for the souls, and therefore my will carries out what has been determined since eternity. Amen.